Hey, what's up? You're chilling with KCI.
And David Thomas.
This is Scott Harkin.
And we're just chilling down in the Wizard of Oz studios, talking about sports and whatnot, you know, doing what we do. And so we would like you to join us, because we are the Sports Junkies.
Yes, we are. Follow us on Twitter at DustSportsJunkies and send us an email at DustSportsJunkies@gmail.com.
And if you don't know how to spell it, it's DASPORTSJUNKIEZ.
So
we have a special guest yes. over here, Mr. Scott Harkey.
What's going on, guys?
And we've been waiting for Scott to come for a little while now, and now he's here. Because we value his opinion as well.
Yes.
Well, I appreciate that, guys.
And so I guess we might as well start off talking with about the only sport there is right now.
Baseball.
And, of course, it goes without saying, the Yankees are in first place. They are...
they have the best record in baseball.
Yes.
Although the Reds are far behind on that.
And Washington.
And Washington.
They're tied for second with 59, right?
Yeah. So the Reds have won 8 straight this past week, which has been nice. My week has gone really well. I haven't been pissed off for any reason whatsoever because of that team. So that's been very enjoyable. Yes, that's really all I have to say.
Well, we were talking about their closing pitching.
Yeah.
And, actually their entire bullpen, I guess.
They have one of the best ERAs in the league.
Yep.
So far, especially when you got Chapman throwing those 100-mile-per-hour balls at people in the ninth inning, striking them out.
Yeah, he's...
And that's tough to transition, too.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah,
very tough. But it's what's really been interesting these last couple weeks is the fact that the Reds are 15-2, they are 9-2 since Joey Votto went down, and they've won 8 straight. So it's been very, very, very good thing to see. That's for sure. And I'm actually curious. People have been asking me if the Reds should trade for anybody. And honestly, I can say that if they continue to play the way that they do, I don't think they need to trade for anybody at all. But hopefully, I don't know. I guess we'll see. I mean, the trade deadline comes up on Tuesday, so we'll see where that's at.
Speaking of trades, so the Yankees got Ichiro.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Actually, that was kind of interesting because it was in Seattle too.
Yeah, I was like, so he's just going to walk out of one locker room
and into the other,
and into the other locker
and
room.
I don't know if either of you saw this. I saw the video where they had the first at bat for him as a Yankee, and it was the top of the first inning.
No, I didn't get to see.
And so the Seattle fans stood up and applauded him for about a minute. It was about a minute or so. Like they were going to pitch to him, and he actually backed out and tipped his hat and turned. I mean, actually let the crowd
right.
Give him a standing ovation and stuff, and that was actually that
well.
Was
they
really
should
cool
absolutely.
He's been probably the best hitter in baseball since he came in the league.
Mm-hmm.
He's a fast. He's fast, man.
Yeah.
I mean, he's well.
Yeah,
maybe that goes why he's got such a good.
Yeah, I'm sure he's going to enjoy the pennant race too with the Yankees these last couple months. I imagine he'll really get into that.
Yeah,
and I'm sure he'll get used to the New York. I mean, he may not.
Well, think about that. He went from the last place in the West,
to the first place in the East. I actually did see an interesting thing this week. The Yankees are playing the Red Sox this weekend.
Yeah,
this is the first time, I believe the year was since 19. I think it was 1969. It's the first time that when they have played each other, that one team's been in first place, the other team's been in last place. So,
wow.
Yeah,
man.
Interesting little stuff.
I feel really bad for the whole American League East.
Yeah, I mean it's not really too bad. I mean the Red Sox are only I think 2 games under. 500? Yes. But, yeah, they have...
But that
division's been relatively close. It's going to be kind of curious to see if Tampa... I imagine Tampa would get the wild card if they continue to play the way they do. Although Baltimore had the best record in for a while, and they've since dropped off. So,
I mean, but it's like the Yankees are playing for the... division,
right?
And everybody else is not playing for the wild card,
right?
And it's just like that would suck to be on those teams.
Yeah, I mean,
but you know, you're at least going for the playoffs, and then maybe you got a shot at beating the Yankees. And they're looking good though.
Yeah,
I mean they've won the last couple games. I think they lost.
And I did see a thing yesterday, and the Angels traded for Zach Greinke of the Brewers. He got traded to the Angels for 3 prospects, and I guess that means they're going to try to go after Texas in the West, which I don't know. That's going to be a hard job to do with the way that they're playing. But
sorry, I was just looking at Houston's.
They're bad.
Well, no, I was just looking at their streak because I was going down, you know, looking, and then all of a sudden I see lost 11.
Yeah, they've lost 11 in a row.
That's those
the Reds swept that, them.
That's
and in
terrible.
Fact, this was hilarious early in the week. The Reds were down twice, but back-to-back games. They were down, and Francisco Cordero came in for the Astros, and they lost the game, which I have to say I enjoyed very much because... It was all the crap, all that years of watching Cordero sucks. It was kind of like justice for the most part.
It was justice.
Man, that's very fucking, enjoyable
that's justice.
You sent me that text, and I was just sitting there laughing about it. I was like, ha, 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 that's funny.
I mean, that's no coincidence. I don't believe in that shit.
That was so enjoyable for back-to-back games how that happened. And it was the same batter, too. Drew Stubbs killed him both times. It was enjoyable.
Now, Stubbs, that's a ball player.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. Yeah, he is.
You want to talk about and fast.
Yeah, he is fast.
Plays good defense, too.
And another good ball player on the Reds, and I've said it before and I'll say it again, is Brandon Phillips.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
He's awesome.
I mean, it's a good team.
He's
the
probably
Reds have a good team.
I think it's going to be interesting to see how they finish the season, especially with the Pirates.
Well,
playing. I don't know. I honestly, I think I've said this from the beginning. I don't think the Pirates are going to keep this up. But I don't know. Maybe they've learned from last year because last year they had that they were good until about July 31st, and then. Fell off, but I'm not sure if the Pirates can sustain this pace right now. I don't know. It's going to be, I guess we'll see. It's just, that's my own feeling, I guess. But it'll be really interesting to see that develop though as the next couple of months.
Absolutely.
And yeah. I think the other thing that I would say too is that if that team were to, I mean, I don't know if they'd win the division, but if they win a wild card and get into the playoffs, that city will probably go nuts because, I mean, the hell, they haven't seen that in 20 years.
Oh, man,
now.
Yeah.
But.
Oh, yeah, the city of champions. The city of champions, and they can't. Oh, yeah, every other sports team wins championships, goes to the playoffs. We love our Steelers and we love our Penguins.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We don't even give two shits about the poor old. Sucks. Poor old Pirates.
Well, they're turning it around, you know.
That's good for them.
You bring up a good
point.
I'm there,
glad
Dave.
For them.
Finally.
The yeah. thing.
If anybody in that town deserves it, it's them.
The thing to me. Is I think Cincinnati will be okay against Pittsburgh because Cincinnati's defense, they don't have many power hitters, you'd say. You know, sometimes those guys get hot and they'll bring in 6 or 7 runs a game, but they don't have extreme power hitters, but their defense is phenomenal.
Yeah.
So they can keep most good offensive teams to a minimum scoring of what they can keep up with, and it's usually a dogfight in the end. And what do they have? A stellar fucking bullpen.
They do. They do. It's especially the Reds. The starting rotation and the bullpen. And generally, if you get to that bullpen, you're fine. The team's fine. I mean, generally, you don't have to worry about anything.
You know? And then you've got a very good offensive team, I would say, right now are the Yankees.
Mm-hmm.
And their bullpen is not half bad either. You know, Yankees, you're talking about two very good teams right now in baseball.
Well, there's a few good teams in baseball. I really do want to see Detroit come back.
I would,
Central,
that would
be
interesting
to be honest.
To see, I think.
And I want to see Cleveland make a push, and they push the White. I want to see
absolutely.
The White Sox, even though the White Sox have won the last few
days.
I feel bad.
I mean, Cleveland is slowly. I feel bad for them. They're at 500 now. God, they were doing so well for a while there.
Oh yeah, they were.
And
they can pull it out.
The thing about the Indians though is that they've had many injuries so far this year, so they've. If they got a few people back, I'm not sure how serious the injuries have been, but I know that's one reason why they've kind of slowly, I mean, now are at 500. I know there were some Cleveland people that I follow on Twitter, some Indians fans who have already started to throw in the towel with the team. Because they
really,
they're waiting for it to become Brownstown.
Yeah.
Cleveland is Brownstown.
Yep.
Shit always has been.
If you'd always
seen,
will be.
Not to change the subject exactly, but I was listening to some of the Cleveland sports stations yesterday because of the whole Browns ownership thing. And they did nothing but talk about Browns stuff. And really, anytime anything happens with the Browns, the sports stations are talking Browns. They don't talk about anybody else. So when it comes to Cleveland sports, the Browns drive what people talk about.
Well, of course, they
no matter what season it is, whether the Cavs are playing or the Indians are playing.
The Cavs didn't the schedules just get released for the NBA? Speaking of the NBA, and speaking of the NBA, did you see Dwight Howard has demanded being traded?
Just go to hell.
I don't understand what his problem is.
Just go to hell.
Yeah, he demanded that the Magic trade him.
Is his contract up?
Not till next year, I think, technically.
And the Lakers were looking at getting him, right?
Yeah, they were. I don't know if that's happening. I don't know if that's going to happen now with all of because he says he won't sign with anybody. He didn't want to sign with the Lakers long term after if they traded him for this season. And then he said he was willing to go to Dallas as well. And it's like, God, could you make up your freaking mind already? I mean, he was the one that stayed. He decided to stay in February or March. He decided, I'm going to stay. I don't know, whatever.
Yeah, we were talking. We had a discussion about that.
One thing there. I don't know what his deal
is. He's becoming a problem for the Magic.
He really is.
It kind of sucks.
Because
he's an incredible player.
He really is.
He is an incredible player.
And for it to go down. I mean, I think someone made the point that this is even worse than what LeBron did to Cleveland. Because this is, I mean, at least it was like a quick, decisive, like, I'm going to South Beach. This is... Oh, I'm going to stay. Oh, wait, no, you know what? I don't want to stay. You know what? Trade me. I don't care. Just, it's like...
And now
I want you to trade me. You better trade me. Now trade me.
Yeah. And it's just, it's...
And he's playing bad for the team. He's not really playing his heart out.
Yeah, the last couple games, he didn't seem to be giving it his all.
Yeah, just too bad, honestly. I mean,
he's a great player. He is a great player.
He's a real good player.
Yeah,
I'll tell you what, I was pretty heartbroken to see Heat win the championship.
Yeah.
I still think there was something fishy going on with that reffing.
Yeah, we talked about that. Honestly, I just don't know. We talk about it every year with the reffing, and it just doesn't seem to really get better. And actually,
it never seems to stay the same either.
it's like watching Atlantic 10 refs; those guys get worse every year. They don't. I mean, that never changes. So, Same with baseball umpiring, even though they should. I mean, I probably shouldn't get started on this, but God.
Get started on it.
Keep saying over and over again, we do not need more instant replay.
Yeah, we don't need any more instant replay in baseball. We don't need instant replay in baseball.
What game are you watching? Seriously.
We don't need instant replay, Dave Thomas.
What a freaking idiot. I mean, don't even get me started on Bud Selig. Good God, I could totally get into him. Like, we could do an entire freaking show on him the way I...
Well, here's the thing, though. You got to think about how baseball is set up and what population of people are watching baseball who enjoy baseball or just who are watching baseball, you know, for enjoyment, I guess you would say. But the game's pretty slow already. And if you threw instant replay in there...
They could easily fix that, though. I mean, there's a rule in the books that when the pitcher gets the ball, he is supposed to... It's supposed to be 12 seconds between when he catches the ball to when he stands on the mound to throw the pitch. So first of all, you actually enforce that rule. That's the first thing. Two, you don't have the hitters step out every freaking, you know, after each pitch, you know, readjust whatever they got to readjust. They need to stay in the freaking batter's box.
Well, that'll mess with a lot of players, though. Those guys are superstitious.
But I mean, you could easily fix that. And the problem is, I understand you're talking about it. It already makes it longer. But the thing that I care about the most, more than anything, is you got to get it right. Especially if it's a blatantly missed, you got to get it right.
I mean, you're right, because
that's the problem.
Refereeing has been really bad. I mean, they robbed a guy out of a perfect game. Mm-hmm. And that was blatantly bad. I can't.
And there's been numerous times this year, same type of deal with just there's these plays that are just inexplicable. That you're just like, well, if you looked at replay, that would quickly. I mean, you're one look and you'd know. And that's I mean, I think the thing about baseball is you.
And not only that, you got some good points there, and they could honestly speed up the replay for baseball. Mm-hmm. Because it's not like it's that in depth as it is,
like say with football. Yeah, with NFL, where you
got fucking 7-8 guys laying on this ball, and they have to try to find where the ball actually, his knee hit the ground or his elbow or whatever, and where the ball was. Whereas in baseball, you look at the leg, you look at the hands. Mm-hmm. Okay, he was out.
Well, speaking of football replay, did you hear that they're gonna allow the people to actually see what the refs are seeing now?
Yeah, in the stadiums. Yeah,
and I thought that was pretty cool.
It's about time, honestly. I mean,
that way there's no question.
Yeah, exactly.
There's no question. I cannot have any question on. And
if they
make that, then it's like, all right, do it.
Yeah, I mean, that'll be interesting. I did hear that. I think that'll be interesting to see with that. I hope that at least will change people's minds, I guess, with what those people's what the refs see under that hood or whatever.
Yeah.
That should be. I mean, that'll be interesting to see what happens. I mean, really, any sport, I guess you could say. Although I will say this, being a hockey fan, I really enjoy the NHL's review. The replay review. They honestly do it the best out of all the sports with the way that they handle it, and then generally it's done within 2 or 3 minutes, unless it's something incredibly. I mean, which one of those rare things, but generally it's like all the ref does goes over, picks up that phone. They tell him yes or no, and then he puts it down and then, you know, makes whatever gesture he has to make.
Right.
But honestly, that's, to me, out of all the four major sports, is the best.
Would you say that's because they shoot the camera right over the top of the net?
I think that helps. I also think, too, is that they, more than any other sport, they have cameras all over the place that they're constantly monitoring what happens, and if there is something that they feel is, you know, needs to be corrected, they generally correct it. And I think they just do a really great job of where they have the cameras positioned. That's the first thing, and then just how they go about looking at the play, how they do. I mean, to me, it's just the way that they all around have it set up. I mean, that's where I come from there. So, yeah.
Well, do you want to move on to football?
Yeah, I think we should move on to football.
I'm ready to move on to football. Go Browns.
We could probably
speaking of the Browns,
start off with the ownership stuff with the Browns, which has been...
Well, what'd you say? Reportedly $925 million?
$920 million that he sold to the team.
Almost
for.
$1 billion. Man. Dollars.
And they bought the team for $530 million in 99, so that's already almost doubled that within 13 years. It was actually a shock to even see that yesterday. It came out of nowhere. They all, announced that.
Well, there was those rumors, a few weeks ago. Yeah, but Lerner came out and said that wasn't true.
Yeah. So there was a little bit of that, and then
maybe that spiked old dude's interest.
Yeah. I mean, it
probably.
What I find interesting is
1,000% Pittsburgh fan.
The guy said, because he's actually a minority shareholder of the Steelers right now. His family owns and built up those Flying J travel centers.
Yeah, pilot.
The pilot centers on the highways. Someone made this point on one of the Cleveland stations about the Pittsburgh Steelers angle, and they said, he's said, I'm 1,000% Steelers fan, whatever. He owns a part of the Steelers, and he goes, I honestly don't have any problem with that because, why does that matter? I mean, it doesn't necessarily mean that's going to mean he would own the team. Less honestly, he's like, I would love that because he's honestly been around an ownership group that knows and can build a team
win.
And knows how to win. So that's what he said, and I honestly agree with him there. So that was interesting to see. It just came. I think the main shock is that it came out of nowhere. And then, of course, the bad thing that came from everything about it was the fact that I guess people
started talking about them moving,
which I guess
they're not going to move.
Which and Lerner even said, like, going into the negotiations, he had the first.
Well, there's that. Plus, the Browns are on lease to the
through 2029,
and then also on top of that, the NFL would have to approve it, and after what happened the last time, they will not approve a move. They will take the Browns away.
Yeah.
Before they move the Browns.
So that was, I guess people freaked out so much that they called the city of Cleveland, and the Cleveland's mayor had to release a statement saying that no, even if they were to move, there are things that we can do to stop. So it was really interesting to see how people immediately freaked out about that, which I didn't even go there. I don't know how many people.
Yeah, I wasn't worried.
That's serious dedication by the fans there.
I mean, that
shows a lot about the fans.
They are the only fan base to actually demand a team and get it back.
Cleveland is serious about their football. They love the Browns.
They love the Browns.
I know. The Browns started the training camp today, which was another thing. And from the early things that I saw today, Josh Gordon, I guess, impressed a lot of people.
Yeah, I saw that.
Which is great. Hopefully that will continue.
I hear he's got really good hands.
That's what I heard, too. They talked about him catching the ball, and then they talked about him
running routes. They said the same thing about Travis Benjamin.
Yes, and that was another one I was going to get to too. But the other thing I'd like to say too is I was very very glad that Whedon and Richardson signed right before rookie camp started, just to have that out of the way. They're going to be with the team from the day one of training camp through preseason. There won't be any of that holding out stuff, which is great.
Yeah.
And so I really was happy about that.
I'm really looking forward to seeing what those two are going to do, especially Josh Gordon. I want to
be less than
those three.
Less than 2 weeks too. The 10th is the.
I want to see what this new offense is going to be like, because you have old Whedon, and I showed Scott here that video last night on
Sports Science.
On Sports Science, and I showed him the Trent Richardson one,
mm-hmm.
where he's just stiff arming people with 475 pounds worth of force.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, we have less than 2 weeks. It'll be the August 10th is the first preseason game for the Browns. So that'll be
cool.
It'll be interesting to see when they have the first team offense for that first. What they usually do, the first series at least for the first game, or I never know it that well, but usually they do one series and then they're done for the first team, or whatever. But that'll be interesting. I think it really be interesting to see, and especially hopefully with these the training camp practices, they'll be getting some good work in. But really, everybody started training camp now. These next few days, I think.
Yeah.
I mean, the Browns started today. They had the rookies in, 2 days ago or yesterday, I think it was. And then I know the Bengals have started theirs as well. I know that, and they're actually, I didn't know this. Apparently, their training camp is right next to Paul Brown Stadium down there on the river. Like, it's a practice field right there for them. So instead of being in, like, Kentucky, I think is where they were.
Yeah, they were.
Now next to the stadium down there. So, but I guess we could get into the rest of the league, who we think or what we.
We can start with the AFC North though, because El Scotto over here is well, he used to be a Pittsburgh Steelers fan. I still think he's got a little bit of that Steelers in him. He loves those Steelers so much.
Nope. I am just a football fan now.
Me too.
I don't root for any damn team. But I'll tell you right now, I'm becoming a closet Browns fan. I want those Browns to win desperately so bad it's not even funny.
So that way that they can compete with the Steelers again.
So that way the AFC North is just it's not a free run to the fucking playoffs every year. And Cincinnati's
been a free run for the past how long, even though the Browns have usually stayed at the bottom, except for 2007.
I don't know. I think the Steelers and the Ravens have been good really the last, I mean, you really could say 7-8 years, maybe longer. I mean, I know the Ravens had a couple of down years within that time, but generally those are the two who are there. Each year, obviously, the Bengals have gotten better the last few years, especially on defense. Obviously, they added on offense with adding AJ Green and
Andy Dalton.
Life of me couldn't remember his name right for whatever reason, but I mean, I think it would be really interesting to see these next two or three years as you get the Browns building up and as the Bengals stay on their current course.
I mean, they got Zimmerman as their defensive coordinator, mm-hmm. and he's really changed that defense around.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's who I give all the credit for, like Dick LeBeau.
Yeah.
When the Steelers lose Dick LeBeau.
That would be really
there goes.
Interesting. Because he's really been the heart of that defense for these last
few
years.
Well, would you say that about Dick Turon?
I would say last year at the very least for last year's, he was able to
do the best with what he had.
That was the first thing.
Because there was a few injuries.
I think the other thing too is that he, with the lockout, I think that also didn't help as far as, I mean, he was able to get across what he could get across because they had so little time with the lockout. And because it was about this time last year, the lockout resolved and they went straight into training camp. And with no off season, nothing. It was just, you got to learn this in 4 weeks and do what you can. And I think you could tell those first part of the season where they were still getting that down. And I think this year with the full year, I think it'd be really interesting to see what he does with the guys this year. I mean, I do give everybody on that coaching staff credit last year for being able to sit there and at least get what they could across the players before the season started and having that limited time of training camp and stuff. But I don't know. I just think it'll be really curious to see with the Browns building up, with the Bengals if they stay on their course, what the division will be like. And I don't know. I mean, the Ravens are obviously getting older, especially on
the
defense.
Ravens are going to start out good, I think, and same with the Steelers.
I could see that happening.
And then I think the second half of the season is where you're going to find out who the team is.
Right.
Right.
I agree with that.
And the thing about the Ravens is they're scary. Mm-hmm. They're a scary team because they have a very good offense.
They do.
Very good offense, and their defense was what actually kind of hurt them last year. Mm-hmm. So, and like Dave was pointing out, they're getting older. And, I mean, it's only a matter of time. And same with Pittsburgh.
Oh, yeah.
So it would be very interesting to see if it goes Cincinnati Browns or Cincinnati Cleveland going, you know, first and second for a few years, and the Steelers and the Ravens being in towards the back of the
–
Yeah.
And that could very well happen with the way the league's shaping today.
But Pittsburgh has been grooming some people. They've been drafting – pretty well.
They always draft well.
I understand, and that's what I keep wanting for Cleveland, because Cleveland has been drafting pretty well.
They finally. I mean,
they've got you look at that one draft, and they got Hayden and they got Ward in the first and second rounds, and people were like, "Oh, why are you getting T.J. Ward?" Until you've seen him just destroying people, and you see what happened last year when he got hurt. Mm-hmm. And I don't think he's going to get hurt this year. I think he's ready to play.
I think he is ready to play.
He's going
to
come back, and he's going to be ready to play. Because we met him, dude. He was rock solid.
He really was. I mean,
when you have a guy that hits like that.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Those guys are football players. Mm-hmm. They're not going to let an injury keep them back from the game. He'll go out there and hit twice.
If that does happen, they're going to be that next – when they – are rehabbing and they get back, they want to be able to prove themselves, especially after. I mean, I think it's going to be real interesting to see how he responds
Absolutely.
To that. I mean,
yep.
I just think it's going to be really interesting these next few years, especially. I mean, I was talking with my dad last season about that, and you watched the way the Lions played, and you're thinking this team 4-5 years ago, might be less. I'm not sure of the years, but where they went 0-16. And this team, since that 0-16, they built, got everybody through the draft. They got the people that they wanted to get, and here they are, 3-4 years later, in a process of having a good, a good general manager, a good coach, people who are on the same page, of building a team. Like, we're going to do this, and this is our plan. And here they are, in season 3, season 4, season
right.
5, whatever. And that's how you do it, and you can see the Bengals have had their plan going right now. The Browns have their plan going right now. I mean, obviously, you can say the Steelers, they're going to have our plan. We're going to do this. So, I mean, it's really going to be interesting.
Well, not to kiss the Steelers' ass, but the thing about the Steelers is they've always got it going on. They pay the most in drafting, in scouting, than any other NFL team, and it pays off. I mean, it does. But, yeah, I mean, it just gets tiring of seeing the same teams win, and with the officiating that is in football, man, it's very stressful because it seems like they have their favorites. They have the teams that they want to constantly always be at the top, and these other teams that have to play their hearts out just to prove themselves. It seems like.
Yeah,
it doesn't seem like it's fair to one side or the other anymore in football.
Hmm. Well,
I pull. What I want to do is right now we're gonna go through each.
Okay. Excellent.
Each division, and so give some suggestions.
AFC North is down, so where do we go next?
Well, if we're going with the AFC North, first off. Who do you think is going to be number one? Because we never really said who I want to know what you think the division is going to go like.
Gosh. Well, let me first say that it's really early to make these types of predictions.
Well,
but
just looking at what they have right now.
Okay. Absolutely.
That's I'm not saying, halfway into the season, you can't figure out how we can't do it again.
Right.
I'm just saying, see what, you know,
right.
What, based on what you're thinking right now, because, what was it they said, they think New England might go for another perfect season or something like that.
Yeah, that's what ESPN was saying. But I mean,
but anyway, we'll stay on the AFC North. We'll move to the East after that. But and you can either bet with your heart or you can bet with your mind. Although I'm gonna bet with my mind, not my heart.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I would probably still go with the Steelers one. I don't really see any other way to go about that.
I have to say the same.
I mean, I could see Cincinnati. I could see Pittsburgh one. I could see, honestly, I could see Cincinnati and Baltimore battle for two. And that could be two or two and three, maybe. I don't know. I just think, I don't know if the Browns are there yet. I don't think they'll be 4-12 like they were last year, but I still think they might finish last in the division.
They might, but then again, they might surprise people.
Yeah, I mean, I guess we'll see when the games
start. I'm going to say, depending on injuries, like I said earlier, I think Pittsburgh and Baltimore and Cincinnati, they're all going to be like running a race. Mm-hmm. And one's going to pull out. But I think that Cleveland can split some of the divisional games, and I think that's what's going to make the North a very interesting
division. That's a very good point.
That is a good point. I agree with that.
Because, I mean, for Pittsburgh and Baltimore, the Browns are usually a lockup too. Mm-hmm. And it used to be the same way for the Bengals.
They didn't the games that they lost last year, they didn't lose it by a lot. Lost and one, it's because they didn't have a big offense,
right.
And they didn't have the defense made a couple rookie mistakes. Mm-hmm. And that's fine. Right. You can make them rookie mistakes because you're going to learn from those, and it's better that you get them right when you're coming in as a rookie than, you know, a few years down the road, right. And you look like a fool after you've been an awesome player.
Right. Yeah, I mean, honestly, that's where I would. I would do Pittsburgh. Honestly,
I think Pittsburgh is going to rest. The defense is resting on Polamalu.
Mm-hmm. I think.
Well, I disagree with you on that one. I think the defense is resting on two main guys on that team, Polamalu and Timmons.
I could see that. Mm-hmm. I guess,
you know, Harrison is
a monster.
He's a wild
as much
man.
As I don't
but
like
he's a
him.
Wild man. Like, Harrison's going to be missing games for Pittsburgh this year because the guy just can't keep from blasting guys.
Yeah. Well, he plays football, I guess, the way that it should be played.
The way he was just raised to play the game. He can't.
Yeah. You just
I don't think he's dirty. I just don't think he can see playing
and
the game any other way.
Yeah, and he doesn't want to. I think part of it, too, is he doesn't necessarily want to try to change. He's going to play.
No, he
play.
Doesn't. And if he doesn't change that mentality, he's done.
Right.
He'll be done with the Steelers for sure. They're not going to put up with that.
I don't know. I mean, really, like I said, when it comes to the North for me, I think it's just to be Pittsburgh's one. I think Cincinnati and Baltimore honestly could battle for second. I think that could honestly go.
See, I view it a little different, actually.
Okay.
Not to get back on Pittsburgh, but Timmons is a hell of a pass rusher and protector. I mean, the guy is quick. But that's why I pointed those two guys out, obviously Polamalu.
Right.
And
whoa.
But I think it's going to be Cincinnati or Cleveland for second place in the AFC North. And then third and fourth will be battled out between the Ravens and the loser, more than likely Cleveland.
Right. I could see that. I don't know. I mean, my thing with Baltimore is, and I think we've talked about this, it's just that they clearly have an older defense as far as you have Suggs, you have Ray Lewis. Their offense has been, I don't know if it's great, but I know that
it's been fairly consistently good.
It's consistently good.
Good.
Very, very, oh, it's very good.
And you just kind of wonder if one or if one of the guys on defense, if Suggs goes down or Lewis goes down, or hell, you know, God forbid, both of them go down. What would that do to the Ravens?
Well, what's his name?
If it's Suggs or Lewis went down, or both, or God
what about Negata?
I don't know.
He's nasty.
He's a good player. I will say that. I mean, I don't know. I just really think for that, to me, for the Ravens, it comes down to the defense. Yeah. Their offense can be pretty good. I just think if their defense isn't
it's getting old.
If it isn't up to speed, or if you lose a couple of guys off the defense, I think that will make it very, very tough for them.
It's looking to happen. I mean, it's really looking to happen. Ed Reed got injured pretty bad towards the end of the season.
And I mean, we all know. I mean, we've all seen it enough. Where when the Ravens and the Steelers play, you know, they beat each other up. That's one of those games where it's just physical to the point of.
Those are always fun games to watch.
Playoff game.
Exactly. And really, I think that'll be interesting. I mean, you always have those two games each year, and those are always pretty decent game, which I probably should admit. I don't know if Scott knew this, or I don't even know if you knew this, Casey, but I think their schedule, the Ravens got, they actually got a little screwed, because they play, if I remember correctly, it's like they play the Steelers for the first time in the middle of November, and I don't remember if it's home or away, but then they get like 2 weeks off, and then they play the Steelers again. So they play the Steelers twice in like 3 or 4 weeks, and it's like what they did with the Browns last year with both the Ravens and the Steelers, where they, you know, played them at the beginning of December, and then they like played them again like at the last 2 weeks of the season. So it's like, I'm kind of curious how that'll play out in the middle of the season like that. They seem to kind of got a little screwed by the NFL there on the way the schedule came out.
Yeah.
But
okay.
So we want to move on to the...
We'll move on to the East.
East.
Okay.
Let's say the Jets have Tebow now, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
There's something going on there. I don't know.
God, I don't know
what they're going to do.
Well, there's...
I think Buffalo is going to be coming up maybe... They're going to battle New England for first.
They played pretty well for that first half of that season.
They're going to battle New England for first, yeah, I think.
That's going to be really interesting to see. I think it'd be really interesting how they learned from this last year. But
well, and they took some injuries, too.
They did. And I just think, for me, it comes down to, people will say, well, the Patriots are good or whatever.
They are good.
But the thing about the Patriots is their defense. That's the only thing, because they were good last year, but their defense was not good last year at all. So for me, when you have
Tom Brady and Wes Welker, and Tom Brady's like, oh, just go down, just run 70 yards downfield. I'm just gonna throw this ball from the 10-yard line to our 10-yard line. You're gonna score a touchdown.
Mm-hmm. Well. That's my thing. People want to sit there and just put, well, the Patriots are going to win. But if their defense was like it was last year, they're going to have a tough time, especially when you lose a game to Buffalo being up,
What if their defense comes out and is awesome? Because they drafted those two boys back to back in the. Mm-hmm.
That's really the only thing that's been missing these last few years with the Patriots, is that they haven't had that shut down defense. And if you sit there and have that defense with that offense,
mm-hmm.
I mean, I might say Super Bowl right there, I would think, but that's really what it means. That's what it comes down to for me for the Patriots. I think
Miami's going to be last in their division.
Yeah, I don't see how that could be. I mean, they have the Tannehill.
For them,
they drafted him.
Their curse of having the heat down there.
Well, hey, Miami's not bad.
I'm not saying they're bad, but I don't think that.
I don't think that. Yeah, I think they'll be last.
Miami and the Jets are going to be in third and fourth place.
I think. Agree with that.
Buffalo. Those people just bought into Buffalo, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they're trying to turn that team around. They're mm-hmm. huge Buffalo fans. So they're going to throw in money because they want their team to win.
Right.
And Like last year.
Right. That first quarter and a half, even half the season, they were playing really well. I really think for Miami it comes down. They have Tannehill. He's obviously got to learn the offense and get comfortable with his guys. I agree. I think they will be last. I think the Jets, the thing about the Jets, and this is always about the Jets,
drama.
It's the drama. You have Rex Ryan saying whatever he has to say. This whole Tebow Sanchez thing, that's going to.
Yeah.
That's just going
to. To get on that, I had saw something that they're going to use Sanchez as the first stringer and bring Tebow in for the red zone.
Oh, Jesus.
And, it's all propaganda bullcrap. I think they'll start Sanchez and just have Tebow Sanchez.
That's really what it's always about the Jets with Rex Ryan, though. It's just this drama stuff. It's him. Oh, he's got to say what he's got to say. We're going to have, as soon as with the media and the media in New York and with the fans in New York, if Sanchez has a bad game, people are going to be screaming for Tebow. With that media there and those fans, they're going to
like
be nuts.
Like Cleveland was screaming for
Brady Quinn.
Well, see where that got him.
If you guys can remember how Miami started the year and where they finished, they got on a on a streak towards the end.
Yeah,
of the year.
Yeah, but they have Dable as their offensive coordinator, and that guy sucks.
It doesn't matter. It's the defense that Miami has that I think makes them a threat. I think every one of those teams are matched up very good, and it's a very hard division to try to decide who's going to be in first, second, or third, or fourth, because the Patriots aren't going to come out and do what they did last year.
Mm-hmm.
I really believe that because, Buffalo's up and forming, like you guys said. Miami's defense, after seeing how they were at the end of the year last year, I have to believe that they can compete now. And the Jets have always been computers. So I'd like to see somebody other than New England they're going to be first. I do believe.
Yeah, I completely agree with that. I don't really see how anybody, if New England plays with the potential that they have and with obviously with Belichick, they generally usually do. They're going to be very hard to beat in that division, I think, and especially if they manage to get the guys they wanted on defense in the draft. It'll be interesting to see with them. I really do. If I go by my feeling here, I hate the Jets so much. I think I really would love them to finish last because I don't like Rex Ryan or any of the drama that they do. But
right,
I don't know. I just think. That's kind of where I come down with the Jets there. Like you said, I think I agree with Scott there. It's just it's that really you could say one of three teams at the very least could be first place depending on how the season shakes out or how their season goes. So,
well, do you want to move on to the South?
Yes, I guess we could.
Move on to
we could
the
do
South,
that.
Yeah.
So
Houston will be number one.
I think Houston. I think that's
guaranteed.
I think that is.
I hate to say guaranteed because that usually causes injuries for a team. But I believe Houston is just going to dominate that division.
I don't see how they could.
Especially
building on this last year, getting to the playoffs. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
What amazed me about Houston was they lost Mario Williams in the middle of the season, who is their stud defensive player, and they still go on to have, number three or fourth in rushing defense, and their passing defense wasn't that bad. And then what do you know? Oh, Mr. Schwab goes down.
Yeah.
And then they take a rookie quarterback and still make it to the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
And then only lose to Baltimore by 3 points when the poor rookie throws, four interceptions in that game, and they still only lose by 3 points. Houston's a force to be reckoned.
Yeah, that's going to be really interesting to see, I think, with them. Just to see them build on this past success and finally get over that hump of winning every year now. And I think I said this before. That town really deserves it after all the drama they had with the Oilers moving, after getting that team, after having them be so bad for so long and have them finally build this program up. That town deserves whatever they can get from that football team.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, I think I agree with you that there's no way. How could they not be number one in that division? I really don't see any other way.
You know, Indianapolis, it all comes down to how their draft pick goes. Yeah,
luck plays. And I think
he's going to do okay, but I don't think he's going to. They'll probably be third or fourth.
I would think it'd be third or fourth at the very
least. I'm curious as to what Tennessee is going to do. I'm curious as to what they're going to look like. I think Jacksonville is going to be last.
Yeah, I mean, Jacksonville has too many things going on. They just, I mean, they have
the ownership. It's really sad.
They have the ownership change over the offseason. They just, for whatever reason, they decided. What would have been a slam dunk is had they gotten Tebow. That would have been really interesting if the Jacksonville had ended up with Tebow. That would have gotten every Florida Gator fan within 150-200 miles of that place would have flocked.
Yep.
Absolutely. But Jacksonville is a team that actually really needs a quarterback, whereas the Jets don't need.
They got
a quarterback.
Blaine Gabbert, right?
Right. I think that's.
Yeah, I saw him last year. He was not. Yeah, he looks too scared back there.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
Yeah, and they have to me, Jacksonville, out of everybody in that division, is the one team that has way too many questions. Is what'll happen? I just think that they have way too many. You know, you have the quarterback. You have honestly, I don't even know really that too many people on the team. I honestly can't think other than Blaine
Maurice Jones-Drew.
That's another. That's the only other one I can even think of. I mean, there's really no. To me, there's no. One,
he's one of the best running backs in the league.
Well,
yeah, he is.
But generally, I think for most of the teams we've talked about, there's always a guy on defense you think about. And honestly, I'm completely blank on anybody who's on Jacksonville's defense right now, which is probably bad on my part. But to me, it just seems like they have the most questions as far as what they're going to do. I mean, it seems like they have way too many what ifs or what, you know, who's got to do what kind of things. So if they, I would think they would finish last. That would be my.
Yeah, I mean, you have to think that. You have to see Jacksonville going last because even with Indianapolis's prodigy quarterback that they have, their great draft pick, you still got to put them, you know, second or third because they're not a bad team on defense.
Yeah. Yeah, they just had the whole coaching change and philosophy change really once made.
They've got better players than Jacksonville does on offense.
Mm-hmm.
And judging by how Luck has looked, I would say that he'll play better than Jacksonville's starter. Yeah. So,
I think the other thing, too, is Tennessee, too, I think is going to be another.
Well, in Tennessee took some injuries last year.
They did.
You know, Kenny Britt is a really, really good wide receiver. Mm-hmm. And, it'll be interesting to see Tennessee, actually, now that you brought that up.
Yeah, I mean, Tennessee really.
Kind of ruled them out, but they could make a run.
They really could. I mean, in Tennessee is another one in that division where you could kind of see. To me, Tennessee could go either way with. You know, having the winning record, having the losing record, honestly. I think, obviously, they're in year two of with their new coach and everything. And so, I don't know. To me, they're on a lot better footing, I think, than Jacksonville is. And I would even say Indianapolis is, too. I would think they're a little bit more further along or whatever. I don't know. That's just my thought as well, but that's just a thought too. I really think though that it'd be. I mean, Houston's the one to beat into that.
Oh yeah, easily.
Oh yeah.
I mean, I'm really excited for Houston, too. Yeah. You know, Andre Johnson even went down for them, and they still went.
Right.
You know, that's a powerhouse football team that I
yeah
that I don't think and, many and, people and are really got, taking serious.
They got they. What's that kid that came in? Ben Tate.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah,
that's right.
And anyway, so I guess we'll move on to the West.
NFC West.
I want to see Denver go in last place.
I think if Peyton Manning plays and plays good,
Denver's
going first.
I think there's no doubt about it.
Denver's defense is
what if Peyton goes down though?
Awesome.
If Peyton goes down,
What if they're goes down?
They'll still be okay, but I don't.
Who do they
depends
have?
Depends on when he goes down.
Who's their backup? They got rid of.
Did they get rid of?
Did they get rid of Orton?
Cutler? Or no, Cutler plays for the Browns Bears now. Who did they trade
Orton?
To?
Is it Orton?
Orton.
Or did they get
Orton? Yeah, Kyle
Orton.
Orton.
I don't think they
it is
right.
Orton because they got rid of Brady Quinn and they got rid of Tim Tebow. So the only person that they have.
I mean, really, the only
maybe they brought in Peyton to groom in Orton.
That could be. I mean, the only thing that they really missed last year. I mean, obviously they got to the playoffs. Obviously they beat the Steelers in that overtime game,
which was
but
it was pretty awesome to watch. I must say.
But the only thing that people complained about entire year was that they didn't really have. I mean, Tebow wasn't the quarterback for them. I mean, they had their defense was. I mean, they finished 8-8. I mean, that wasn't a good, it's not a great division last year. I mean, it was.
I want to see what San Diego does, though.
I think it'd be interesting to see what San Diego does. They always, I mean, they have North.
Phillip Rivers.
Yes, Phillip Rivers.
I mean, he's the key.
The thing is, he's good.
He's the key.
The problem is, I just think they have North Turner's just not a good coach.
I don't think Norv Turner's that bad.
I don't think he's that bad.
I think
either.
It all comes down to.
I don't know. I've never.
What's his name? San Diego's quarterback. You just said it.
Phillip Rivers.
Phillip Rivers. Thank you.
I don't know. I just think
he had a horrible year last year. Mm-hmm. Is he going to come out and have another year like that? I don't think so. I mean, the guy has gone to the playoffs how many times? He blows it in the playoffs.
Yeah, that's
Mr.
the thing.
Flacco, but...
No. Flacco, last year, he got them in the red zone, and that kicker missed. The kicker's fault.
Flacco should have tucked his head and ran for that first down.
Yeah, he should have. There was a lot
stupid
of...
tried some stupid pass to the end zone and blew it, and then the kicker came out there and missed it. It was wonderful.
For me, it just comes down to, if we go back to Denver.
I don't know if they had a timeout.
There was only
20
just,
seconds left in that game, wasn't
it? I just think with Manning as the quarterback in Denver, I don't know how, at this point, you couldn't count them out to be first in the division.
Oh, yeah. Well, they might make a run, didn't they? They got Brandon Marshall, didn't they?
They got a couple stellar guys on offense.
Brandon Marshall came from Miami.
Yeah.
So anyway, Oakland.
The only thing we'll say about Oakland here is that they finally have Al Davis out of the way.
Oh no, that's a good point. That is a very good point.
They finally
just
have
win,
out of the way.
Baby.
I mean, and that's what you said that jokingly, but that's you ain't kidding. Darren McFadden is a monster.
Oh man!
If he can just stop getting hurt, he's been hurt what 2 or 3 years in a row now. Yeah. If they can get 1 year out of him where he is solid, man, Oakland is a threat.
Yeah,
Oakland is a threat. But right now, I can't say they are because Darren McFadden's made of glass.
And so I
have to say that he'll get hurt probably right in about the middle of the season. Game nine, Darren McFadden.
If I had to say now, I'd say Oakland finishes third or fourth.
Same with Kansas City.
I would say Kansas City. The only thing I will say about Kansas City, though, is that they
made some okay moves. Although they got Romeo Crennel now.
Romeo Crennel is the head coach now.
We've seen what happens with that, and then he got Brady Quinn back. Although they drafted some good defense.
Yeah, I mean
he's a good defensive person.
I just think it's for me with Kansas City. It's gonna be to see how it stacks up. I think they could flip back and forth with Oakland for third or fourth. Honestly, I don't really see either of those two teams being in the top two of that division. I don't know. I really think it comes down to how Peyton Manning plays in that division. If he plays well, then the Broncos win. If he doesn't, I would say San Diego wins.
Yeah.
I'll
agree with that.
Well, I think San Diego and Kansas City are going to be pretty evenly matched. I think Denver will probably run away with that division, in my prediction. Yeah. And San Diego, and we'll probably take second.
Right.
But I'd like to see Kansas City win the whole damn thing, that division.
That would be interesting.
Yeah, not going to happen.
It'd be
not
interesting.
Gonna happen.
Be interesting to
see I don't think it's going to happen either.
So,
well, do you want to?
NFC.
We'll go straight up to the NFC East.
Right. NFC East. So the Giants are the Super Bowl champions.
I want to see what Philadelphia is going
to
do.
I think that would be interesting. I think that'll be interesting to see.
I want to see how the Giants come out.
I think that'd be interesting how the Giants come out based on, I mean, obviously being the defending champs again.
Well, the Giants, the Giants are a good football
team.
They
are a good
they
football
really
team. And they've got a great coach.
They have a good coach. They have
and
a good quarterback.
New York needs to shut up.
They really do.
Oh, let's fire him. Oh, he's on the hot seat. Oh, then what's he do? He wins the damn Super Bowl. Well,
against the Patriots.
Yes,
against
again.
The Patriots.
Time. The thing about...
Team.
The thing I love about the New York fans is especially with the if you compare the Giants and the Jets, the Giants are clearly the better football team. You know,
well, they're the New York Football Giants,
but they're clearly better than the Jets. It just seems like the Jets,
sides.
Yeah, and it seems like the Jets get more of the press because of Rex Ryan, and I just think the Giants last year for a good portion of the season it was. Well, you know, obviously he was on the hot seat, but they just said, well, we'll just play it. We're going to play our game, and then we'll see. And that's really what it is. It's like that, we're just going to play our game and let that speak for itself. And obviously, when it came down to crunch time, it was the better game.
Yeah.
But
absolutely. I just think
it'd be interesting. It'd be interesting to see how they respond to being the defending champions again.
I think they'll respond well.
I'm curious as to how Washington is going to do.
That'll be interesting with RG3
and Dallas.
Dallas
has a lot of questions,
like
but if
Dallas,
they can click,
yeah,
they
mean,
might be able to be really
I
good.
I feel like we have that question
if
with
they
Dallas
can click,
every year.
They'll go all the way.
Yeah. Well, I just
Dallas
feel like every year we have that question.
Miles Austin.
Well, their offense is stellar and
yeah.
their defense is stellar, but they can never get on the same damn page
right.
in any game.
Well, I think
the offense either blows it or the defense blows it. And if they, like you said, if they can start clicking and getting some chemistry, man, they will be unstoppable.
I always feel like we have that question with Dallas, though, because it's every year. It's like, well, the Cowboys could do well if, or. The Cowboys could do this badly if, and generally right. it falls somewhere in between those two questions. And
they usually end up finding a way to go, you know, 500
right.
or worse. And, you know, Dallas, you can't – I don't really know where you can point the finger of blame on that.
Yeah.
I don't think it goes as far as coaching as much as it is.
I mean, I think people give Romo a lot of bad –
Well, he was undrafted.
Well, no.
He wasn't even drafted.
Yeah, I mean, I just think, I feel like, to me, they put a lot on Romo. Like, if Romo does well, people think he's the greatest. If they win, he's the greatest. If he has one or two mistakes, then people are, you know, we gotta get rid of this guy. We gotta, you know, he's not the guy. And then the next week he can have them come back from a 14-point deficit and they'll win it. And I'm glad I have him as my quarterback. It just to me it just goes back and forth between that. However he does is how people they view the Cowboys for whatever reason, whether it's justified or not.
Because they're America's team. That's
oh,
why.
Don't even get me started on that. Jeez.
Well.
Yeah, I gotta go. I have to go with. Philadelphia and the Giants.
I think they could
battling
battle for
it out big time for that division. And Dallas and Washington are going to be turds. They're going to be turds. They really are. I mean, I can
well,
go in depth
Washington,
with it.
Washington, they might not be as bad as you think.
I just think
they need a quarterback, and they got one.
I think it'll be interesting to see how RG3 plays. That's really the main thing is. With that offense there, what they expect him to do, I think that'll be interesting to see how that goes. And honestly, I would say at this point that Washington would finish last, but that's just based on the fact that you have a rookie quarterback and you have someone who's going to be learning through most of this season. So I don't know. That's to me, I would say last for Washington, but I don't know. I guess we'll let that play. It needs to play out. I guess they can't do any worse than 5-11 than we were last year. But
well, you want to move on to the North?
Yeah, let's sure do it. Can.
Green Bay is number one. I don't know how they can't be. To be honest, they
completely agree with that.
They look like they could become a dynasty.
They really could. And honestly, you have Aaron Rodgers as your quarterback.
Yeah, that's enough to say anything right there.
Let's put it this way: who did Green Bay lose to? The Giants. Mm-hmm. And who won the whole thing? The Giants.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I myself think the NFC is going to be just a constant battle between the Giants and Green Bay in the playoffs.
Could be. That really
because
could
be. These two teams are stellar.
Mm-hmm.
But Green Bay, absolutely number one.
Right, yeah.
Detroit will be number two.
I think Detroit will be number two. And I think I go back to what we said about Houston. I feel with Detroit, they were 10-6 last year. They got to the playoffs for the first time. I think it's going to be interesting to see how they build on that. That'll be another team to kind of watch because of the way.
Absolutely.
With how they've built this team the last 2 or 3 years. And finally, that success has started to come. And I think the same thing, I can say the same thing I already said. Houston deserves it. I think the fans of Detroit completely deserve what's going on with this football team. And especially with what they've gone through. So, yeah, I mean, I think we're both all in agreement there that 1 and 2 are the...
Chicago will be number 3. I think Minnesota is not going to come out of number 4, unfortunately.
I don't see how they could, honestly, because of the way their quarterback situation is still a little shaky, I think is the first thing.
Yeah.
And, of course, they always have the questions with Adrian Peterson. He seems like he gets... And it's like the same thing with...
Darren McFadden,
where just he seems like he gets injured, and you never know what'll happen with Peterson.
No, I think myself, I have to put Chicago in last place this year.
Really?
I give Minnesota second or third.
Because they got what, Christian Ponder?
Mm-hmm. I think that it's
the
quarterback.
It's tough to say because Detroit and Green Bay are two very good teams.
Yeah, they are.
So I'd really like to see Detroit pull it out.
Yeah, I'd feel the same way. I think it'd be great if they could somehow.
And same goes for Houston, and same goes for Cleveland.
Mm-hmm.
And even Jacksonville, but I know that's not going to happen.
Yeah.
Well, I guess we can go to the South.
NFC South.
I don't see how New Orleans is going to be.
Atlanta, I'm just going to say. I don't see
fellas,
it.
I got to say Atlanta.
I would love to see Atlanta. I like Matt Ryan.
I would be interested to see Atlanta do that, honestly.
I do believe that Atlanta is going to be the one that goes out on the top this time. Because New Orleans and the Falcons games, man, those last year – both those games, Atlanta blew it.
They were off.
They should have won, really.
Atlanta blew it both those games, if you can remember. And I don't think they're going to do that again. Atlanta's just got a really, really good offense.
Mm-hmm.
And not a bad defense, but they can turn it around.
Mm-hmm.
But New Orleans, I mean, with what the New Orleans are going through right now, I'd have to say that's going to have an effect on that team this year.
And I mean, we know they're not going to have Vilma for the entire year. We know they're not going to have Peyton as the coach for the entire year.
Right, and that's where I think the biggest.
That's very true. I actually just thought I almost forgot about that. That's right. I think that will be interesting. I think honestly, I think it could be interesting to see New Orleans and Atlanta. And I would say now thinking about that, I would say Atlanta probably would be.
Right. And I think those are going to be one of the top divisional games of this year.
I think
New Orleans and Atlanta.
That'll be an interesting matchup to see.
What about Carolina and Tampa Bay? Tampa Bay wasn't looking. They were looking up.
No, Tampa Bay's struggling.
I thought
they had some glimpses of hope.
They really did.
No, towards the end of the year, they were bad. They were terrible. And I mean, they even fired. They have a new coach this year.
At the beginning of the year, they were okay,
and then it just, for whatever reason, towards the end, it just unraveled with them
fast.
And it was fast. They were done. After
the only thing I want to say about Carolina is they rest on Cam Newton.
Yes.
Well, that offense altogether. Yes. Absolutely, they do.
That entire team.
That defense is horrible. It's horrible. You could put Peyton Manning on that defense, or Tom Brady on the offense of Carolina, and they would still end up the way they did last year. They have to have a better defense, and I do believe they drafted some defense, but is it going to help them? I think it's like what Dave was talking about. You got to give these teams some time to gradually progress and get players that are stellar. And when they do, then they're on for like, you know, 5-6 years. Mm-hmm. And then the teams just start dwindling away, except for your very rare teams that you always see up at the top because they're managed flawlessly. Other than that, if Carolina can just get a little defense going, Carolina might even be able to win that division.
Yeah.
But as far as Tampa Bay goes, I'm sorry, but they're a turd. They are a turd. Well, I give them worst record in the NFL this year.
That honestly wouldn't shock me if they did. I guess we'll find out. I mean, they have a new coach. They fired the previous coach after the 4-12 year last year. And
you want to say that over St. Louis? Although St. Louis, I like Sam Bradford.
Yeah, he just doesn't have anybody.
I do want to say that over St. Louis.
What's their running back?
Steven.
Is it Sean Alexander?
No, that's Seattle.
Yeah, my bad.
Steven Jackson.
Yeah. I'm thinking of the same. I'm thinking of the same division.
We can move to that division.
Well, we can. Yeah, we've pretty much gone through the South.
I mean, we covered it a little bit.
We go to the NFC West.
Well, is there anything you want to add
to the? Oh no, I mean we can move on. We just didn't cover everything, but that's all right. We can go to the West. There's some interesting things that are going on with the NFC West.
I want San Fran. I want them to go to the Super Bowl.
I think it would be interesting to see what San Fran does this year, especially after the first year. I don't think anybody at this point last year was thinking, "Oh, San Francisco is going to be in the NFC
and finish 13-3."
Finish 13-3 and. Their defense was good.
Phenomenal. I have to say phenomenal. Their defense was stellar.
Offense was a little – I mean, they got – basically all you say about the offense is they got the job done, but it wasn't anything spectacular.
They got the job done because of good coaching, not because of good plays.
Yes.
And that's it. Like you can't expect an offense like that to go very far in the playoffs if you don't have –
You know what I mean?
I'm not too sure about Aaron Smith as their quarterback. I mean, I was towards the end of the year last year, but
I think it'll be interesting. It really will be interesting how they respond. I mean, I'm not sure if they'll go 13-3 again. I'm very reluctant to say they would go 13-3 again.
I don't think they will.
I would think they would have 12 wins at the most. That's the way I would look.
I could see that.
Arizona, to me, Arizona's always, I mean, since that Super Bowl year, the expectations have been higher, I think, in Arizona and in Phoenix to be that better team. And I think their quarterback situation has been a problem. They haven't really been able to figure that out. Obviously, they have one of the best wide receivers. They have Larry Fitzgerald, obviously, you can't argue with that. He's such a great player, such a game changer for them. I just think it really comes for Arizona. It comes down to their quarterback. Who's going to be there? And what's going to happen? Because that's really the main thing. Because they obviously got Cobb last year they wanted him to be their guy, and then he was injured, and they had
what's his name?
I can't think of his name now.
Matt.
Was it Matt Leinart?
Yeah, Matt Leinart. And then he went down.
I mean, I just think it comes really right down who their quarterback is.
Absolutely.
That's really the main thing. And obviously they finished 8-8 last year. I could see them really there. I think they could be there and maybe a little bit better. I mean, I would say 10-6. If we really did it,
I don't know. I think they're going to go 8-8 at best.
I think really honestly.
Same with Seattle.
Yeah, Seattle.
I
think Seattle is really a year. To me. Maybe another year.
I think that too. One more year, and that's going to be a good division.
Yeah.
Especially if St. Louis.
They'll start getting it turned around.
They will.
I think that's going to start this year, actually.
St. Louis is going to win, but they still got another year.
Yeah, I mean, they finished 2-14 last year, the Rams did. I mean, I think they could easily improve on that, at least more than 2 wins. I mean, I think we could all agree with that, right? I mean, I don't know if they would shock the world or anything, but I think
Seattle has a very good chance of taking that division from San Francisco, actually. Seattle was they had some very bad calls. They lost their first string quarterback. There were some horrible calls against Seattle last year that I can specifically remember. And, you know, obviously we all remember the Seattle Browns game, which was – I loved it. I mean, that was a defensive game on end. But
– I know there were a lot of people that hated it. I mean, I'm right with you there. I really enjoyed it because it was good.
Where was that game?
It was in Cleveland.
You were at that game. I'm sure you were at that game.
It was
you guys
awesome.
Loved that. But, yeah, I mean, Seattle, they've got potential. Will they do it? Yeah, I don't know.
I think, honestly, I think San Francisco could repeat, and I really think when it comes down to second place, you could almost flip back and forth between Arizona and Seattle there. I don't see how you couldn't really think either one of them could be number two there in the division, and hopefully St. Louis will improve. I mean,
I think they will.
You know, we'll see. Yeah. I guess that's another one. We'll see. See that, right?
Yeah.
So.
Well,
I think that about sums up football. Did you guys want to talk about anything else? I just want to come out and say that Tiger Woods will never win another major ever.
Wow.
Period.
That's a bold statement.
Put it down in the books. He will not win another one.
That's an interesting thing to come out with right after talking NFL. Gosh,
I know. I was trying to just.
I don't know. I mean, I'm.
Oh, we don't have to talk.
Well,
I'm a Tiger Woods fan.
I've never been a fan. I have most of his newspapers and Sports Illustrated's from each of his major wins. So honestly, for myself, I would love to see him.
Well, I absolutely
him
would.
Win again.
Yeah, you'd probably love to see him break Jack's record.
I would love to see.
But see, I'm a way bigger Jack's fan than Tiger fan. So that therefore, I say he'll never win another major again. And the way he's playing, the guy is getting better.
He's getting better. I just think it's gonna be interesting to see if he can just keep it together for the 4 days of a tournament, because he's obviously done it. For the U.S. Open, he did it. He was there for 2 days out of the tournament, and then the other two, he wasn't great. For the British Open, he was there 3 out of the 4 days, and on the fourth day, he didn't play well. So it's just,
right.
He's gotten better. It's going to be interesting to see. I don't know if he'll win. I don't know if he'll win the PGA Championship, which should be coming up in the middle of August. But, I don't know. It'll be really interesting to see what he does.
See, I only say that not because I'm against Tiger. I just think that since the last time Tiger's won a major, a lot has happened to him and his swing.
Yeah.
And these guys have gotten better.
That's the main thing. There used to be that thing when he was playing on Sunday. There was that people were. You know, quote unquote, afraid, or I can't challenge him. And there's a lot of these newer golfers these last 2 or 3 years that don't.
They're ready to challenge anybody.
They're ready to challenge. They don't care. They will play their game. They will play well. So I think that really is another part of it too. Is that these group of golfers that they have now are going to play their games and be with him on a Sunday afternoon and not be worried about what he's doing. They're just going to play. Right.
The game has changed quite a bit. I mean, it's amazing what these guys can do with a mm-hmm. golf ball.
Mm-hmm.
And they're making these clubs where a lot of these guys can be long ball hitters, mm-hmm. and that's what changes the game.
And then most of the courses now are designed to be those long, you know, they're going to have 500 plus yards on a par 5.
Absolutely.
They're going to have a par 4 that's...
If you can remember, Tiger was the leader in yardage is driven mm-hmm. for a few years,
mm-hmm.
but...
And that's...
Now you've got 7, 8, 9 guys that can spank a ball easily 310 yards, no problem.
Mm-hmm.
It makes it difficult, especially in a major. But then again, you got other guys who are extremely accurate with their irons, and that's what makes them lethal. So it'll be...
It really
will. As long as he doesn't break Jack's record, if he wins another major, I won't be too upset. But if he breaks the record, I'll be pretty heartbroken.
Well,
but I sure would like to see Tiger lose every other major tournament he plays in.
It'll be interesting to see. I mean, I just think it really will be interesting what he does, or if he does it. I don't know. I mean, really, the thing about it is the longer he goes, the more we'll keep talking about stuff like that, or like how long, you know, when will he win again if he does. So
right.
That's really the main thing, I guess. But yeah. Anything?
Yeah, else? I mean, that's enough on golf, really. I didn't mean to bring it into that.
No, talking about whatever. As long as we can talk about whatever we want here. That's why we have a podcast.
Yeah, golf's really not a sport, though. It's more like a game.
Yeah. Speaking of games, weren't you telling me that ping pong is an Olympic sport,
yeah.
but American football is not?
Yeah. Yeah, ping pong. I actually found out today. I was watching that it was ping pong was an Olympic sport, and you get medals for that. So.
A lot of countries play ping pong. We're like the only country that plays football. So if we made an Olympic sport of football, America would get gold medal from here till 2500.
We would get the gold, the silver, and the bronze in that particular sport. Yeah, it was interesting today. I had no idea that ping pong was such. And I should say,
hey,
it's table tennis.
It is table tennis, and those guys, if you watch them,
they're hardcore.
They make it fun to watch.
They really are. It just the interesting. I was just sitting there watching them. Like for me, I don't know about you guys for the Olympics, but for me, the Olympics has way too many sports that I just like. That's a sport. Like that's people. I don't know. To me, if they streamlined a lot of the sports and there was just a certain number of sports, A, it'd be easier to watch, and B, I just think it'd be easier to keep track of what's going on because there's way too many things that they have as an Olympic event. And so I think same goes for the winners, too. Like, to me, there's stuff that's like, well, why is that a sport?
A sport,
I don't know what the two of you think, but that's just what I've.
No, I'm with you on that. Although it is very fun to watch the best of the best do anything that they do. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, those guys are professionals at mm-hmm. track and field and
right.
professionals. And
yeah, well, I mean, like, that's one of the sports that I think is fun. Like, that's, you know, people do cross country. People do things. Like, to me,
except
that's
perfect.
Except
they're not. They're not professionals. Like
right.
I meant they are professional skill.
Right.
They don't get paid for what they're doing.
Right.
Hell, they get a better reward than $1 million,
right.
if you ask me. I mean, winning an Olympic medal is a hell of an accomplishment.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I completely agree. It's just always bothered me that they have so many different sports.
Absolutely.
To me, it's like,
and
well,
you're right, there are some of them that's...
Yeah, you just kind of scratch your head like, well, why is this there? I don't know. That's just me. I mean, I think for this Olympics, they got rid of like baseball and softball as the sport. So they're no longer competing for the Olympics, but it's like, so it's like that decision over, you know, these other sports where you're kind of like, well, I don't know why, but that's just, yeah, that's just been something I've been thinking about, especially now that the Olympics are going on these next couple of weeks. But
yeah, which I'm getting excited for, actually. I won't be able to watch any of it, but I'll follow it on online.
Well, the funny thing is, is that I don't know if either of you knew this, but you know, they had the opening ceremonies last night on NBC, and of course they weren't live because, you know, Britain's 5 hours ahead of us. But I guess there were people on Twitter who thought it was live and couldn't believe that it wasn't live. And it's like, do you people not understand time zones and how that works?
Guess not.
Yeah, I guess not. So what that was funny, I guess there were people, someone told me they were listening to the radio, and they actually said on the radio, if you do not want to hear who lit the torch, who did this, blah, 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 turn your radio off for 3 minutes, and we're going to go through that now. So it's kind of like, you know, I mean, it's showing it at 8 o'clock at night, and it's not obviously not live. Why would they?
See, that's ridiculous. I mean, you said that was a radio station that did that?
Yeah.
They shouldn't even announce that news.
I mean, it's a 24-hour. I mean, they're gonna do what they're gonna do. And honestly,
I didn't watch it, so I don't know.
I don't know how many people watched it, but it was just kind of funny to how people didn't realize. Some people didn't realize,
right, that it wasn't live.
I mean, and I don't know. It's just people are just funny like that. They just don't realize what's going on.
Whoa. Hey, they're out there. And it's scary because they drive an automobile.
NASCAR.
What was our? I don't remember what our question was last week. Did we do a question last week?
I don't remember if we did or not. But regardless, you know what? We'll take a week off from the question.
Yeah, why not?
We can do that unless Scott has a good football question or a baseball question that
I'm guessing that's a no.
I'm trying to think, but I don't think I do, actually.
All right.
Not one that's too difficult.
Well, it doesn't have to be that difficult.
I mean, we've had stuff. I mean, anyway.
Anyway.
I guess we'll have one next week.
Yeah. We will have a question next week, and I guess
I'm David Thomas.
And I'm Casey Ott.
And this was Scott Harkey.
And we are the Sports Junkies.
Have a good week, everybody. Peace.
See y'all later. Peace out. Go Browns.
Go Browns.